Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Across the country, hundreds of bridges harbor some of the creepiest paranormal activity known to man. Invisible hands reach out and touch unsuspecting travelers. Residual ghosts haunt scenes of murders, accidents, hangings, and suicide. At some bridges, a voice cries out in the darkness that sends a chill down the spine of anyone who hears it. Most towns have some type of a local legend associated with them, and Setarsha, Mississippi is no exception. One of the town's most interesting stories is centered around a bridge on Setarsha Road. Some pretty strange things have taken place at that bridge and at the Yazoo River below. Today, you will hear about it. Located in the Mississippi Delta, Setarsha is a small community with less than 100 residents. A grocery store and a cotton processing gin are pretty much all you'll find in Setarsha today. Well, that and an intriguing past. It still raises questions to this day. Setarsha is situated on the east bank of the Yazoo River. Throughout the years, its waterfront location has had both positive and negative effects on the small town. In the early 1800s, Setarsha was able to reap the benefits of being near the Yazoo River, as it was a busy shipping point sending cotton to New Orleans. During the Civil War, the town's location meant that it would see a lot of violence. There are over 24 sunken ships from the war in the Yazoo River. In 1976, a vertical lift bridge which spanned the Yazoo River was built in Setarsha. Bridge may not look like much, in fact it's gained notoriety for being one of the ugliest bridges in the country. But it's actually pretty significant because it's one of the three vertical lift bridges in the state. Aside from being a marvel of engineering, the bridge has become known for something else, the site of some pretty strange occurrences. In 2003, the paranormal investigative team, Unexplained, visited the bridge to do some supernatural research. The team headed to the bridge with Janice Raley, a ghost hunter from Texas who visited the site years before. According to Raley, she was originally directed to the site by a local farmer who was so fearful of the area, he wouldn't accompany her. Describing the experience as truly terrifying, Raley claimed to see yellow-green bubbling water in the river below, which was accompanied by phantom moans, the smell of rotting flesh, and an overwhelming sense of panic. Almost immediately after arriving, the team began to experience some strange things. The Trifeld meter, which is believed to detect the presence of spirits by monitoring changes in audible tones, instantly went off. According to investigators, it was chattering erratically and sounded completely different from anything they had ever heard. Other equipment, including a camera and microphone, began malfunctioning as soon as the team arrived. Members of Unexplained also claimed to see some inexplicable sights that night. Two members of the team spotted flickering red lights mysteriously floating over the Yazoo River. Another team member claimed to see something strange, stating, "I saw a mist that was rather upright. It wasn't like a wide, broad area of mist or fog. It went across the path we came up, moved right to left, and then went down into the corn." Several weeks after the initial investigation, the investigators returned to the Yazoo River Bridge at Setarsha. Just like the first time, the team's equipment gave them trouble almost immediately. One piece was actually damaged beyond repair. The return trip wasn't a waste, though. The investigators ended up capturing numerous orbs on film, which are believed to be a sign of paranormal activity. Varying so drastically in size, color, and intensity, The collection of orbs was unlike anything the investigators had ever seen. So what or who could be causing these hauntings? There are two main theories regarding the source behind the supernatural occurrences at Satarsha. Some attribute the haunting of the bridge and the river to the Yazoo Native Americans, who originally inhabited the area. According to legend, members of the tribe marched into the river to their deaths after being defeated by the French. Yet others believe that former crew members of the boats that are sunk in the Yazoo River are behind the paranormal activity. Though not everyone can agree on the source of the hauntings, everyone does agree on one thing. There is definitely something otherworldly going on there.
So